Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. The destruction of plantation property and running away were two of a number of methods which the enslaved used against their owners to register their discontent. On this day, May 8th, in the year 1810, an incident of the destruction of property was reported in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette. Mr. Christopher Barrow, the owner of Edgecombe Plantation in St. Philip, had a notice published bringing public attention to what he described as, quote, so mean, base, and diabolical an act of malice and cruelty, perhaps never before inflicted in the island, end quote. In his notice, Mr. Barrow reported on an incident that took place at his plantation. He informed, quote, 18 head of cattle, penned out in my field, were discovered to be inhumanely stabbed with a bayonet, end quote. Mr. Barrow offered a reward of £100 towards the bringing to justice of the person or persons who committed this act. But the planter class went further to launch a subscription in the newspaper to raise funds for the reward, quote, and to give opportunity to all the respectable members of the community to express their detestation of so atrocious an act, end quote. By the time of publishing, 67 persons had contributed £2.10 each. On this day, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette also informed its readers of several cases where enslaved persons had run away from plantations. A notice appeared in the newspaper calling for the recapture of an enslaved girl, Betsy Hannah by name. The notice titled Absconded in big, bold letters informed the public that without provocation, this mulatto girl, 5 feet 8 or 9 inches in height, did under the cover of darkness leave the abode of Fur Jones, her master, with all of her meager belongings in tow. A reward of £10 was offered in the event of her capture, and another £5 for information against anyone who might be harboring her. On this day, May 8th, in the year 1810, other estate owners also reported enslaved persons as absent. Molly was reportedly missing for about 5 months. Also missing were Lovelace and Betsy Ann from Harrow Plantation, St. Philip. Others like Ben, whose owner was said to be Mr. Samuel Rock, George, who said he belonged to Tim Thornhill, Esquire, Quashy, who claimed to belong to Mr. Henry of Bridgetown, and Kinnear, property of Foursquare Plantation, were all detained in the cage in Bridgetown, and notice given for their owners to take possession after the payment of all expenses associated with their detention.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.